This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. Whether you are a 90s kid or Gen Z, songs like Pari Hume or KK's Pal Yaro have been your all-time favorites, right, listener? Unfortunately, very few people know about the music composer of these songs. Also, while today we skip ads, those were the days when we did have ad jingles that we actually enjoyed. To name a few, Dood, 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 P.O. glass full, or mango fruity, fresh and juicy, and many more. One of the most accomplished music composers who brought in that combination of rock, pop, and classical, Leslie Lewis, sir, is here on 9XM Soundcast. Last week we had Hariharan, sir, and we are getting immense love for that. So it becomes perfect to have the other half of the famous Colonial Cousins duo, Leslie Lewis, sir. A hearty welcome to you on our podcast.
Hi, Eva. So nice being with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell me, sir, first of all, I would like to ask you a very important question. Just looking at you, how fit are you? And you look so young.
I used to be fat. I used to be fat. Now I'm a little more fit.
Oh my God. I can't believe that I'm talking to somebody whose songs I have, grown up watching and enjoying. And it's like evergreen. It's like you are, as young as your songs, the sound of your songs has always been so fresh and young.
I think it's the soul within. At the end of the day, you only project what you are.
Wow.
And I think that's what everybody is. Every artist projects what they really are. And I think that's what the real audience can see or feel.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think because for me, music is always youthful. It's not about getting old. It's not about, ab wo purana music hai, ye naya music hai. It's all music is music. So, mere hisab se, time is not the key. Yes, there is at a particular era, there will be a certain type of music which that generation would be enjoying. But the same music is now twisted into a different form for this generation. And it will happen the same for the next generation again.
But Leslie, sir, you are known for shaping, experimenting with your sound each time. If you listen to all the different kinds of songs that Leslie, sir, has produced or composed, listener, you will notice how each one is unique and varied in its style. Musically, you have always believed in keeping it original and experiment, Leslie, sir. So tell me, what was that drive within you like, if you go back to the 90s?
I think I was like that from the very beginning. I want to do what I love doing, which has been music. And because you're saying itne gaane hai, itne alag alag styles hai, but that's all me. Again, like I said, it's a projection of myself. So I've heard all kinds of music in the world, from jazz to rock to funk to hip hop to bebop to bossa nova to big band to Indian classical to Indian folk to ghazal to. Itne alag alag forms ki music ka fan hoon main ki wo sab music ab, keeps coming out. So in the 90s, it was coming out in a different way. And that's why you found so many different types of music. And now I have started something called Global Hindi.
Yes.
Which is the, in my opinion, the 20s ka pop.
Wow.
Jo 90s ka indie pop tha, ab 20s ka new age indie pop jo hoga, for me is Global Hindi. How can I bring global music to the Hindi audience?
Right, right.
Or म्यूजिक विल बी अगेन बी लाइक रॉक जैज ब्लूज जो भी है इट विल बी इंडियन क्लासिकल बी फोक जो भी है द म्यूजिक विल बी ग्लोबल द लैंग्वेज विल बी इन हिंदी टॉकिंग टू द हिंदी पीपल कि आपने विटनी ह्यूस्टन सुना है माइकल जैक्सन सुना हैव यू एवर हर्ड जॉन डेनवर हैव यू एवर हर्ड जेम्स टेलर नहीं आपने इंग्लिश इतने आर्टिस्ट सुने नहीं तो उनके जो स्टाइल्स है वो मैं आपको हिंदी में कैसे ले आऊँ सो ग्लोबल हिंदी इज रियली Finally, me being able to connect with the Hindi audience, saying कि मैंने ये सब इस टाइप के गाने सुने हैं, वो आप वो styles मैं आपको अब हिंदी में सुनाना चाहता हूँ. So for that, I've had to write my own lyrics. So I've been writing my own lyrics. Everybody's been asking me, sir, lyrics किसने लिखे? I have never written a Hindi song in my life, but पता नहीं. I want to talk to the Hindi audience. इतने गाने हैं I can't keep telling a lyric writer कि ऐसे लिखो ऐसे मुझे ये बोलना है आपको मुझे आपसे कुछ कहना है तो कंपोज भी ट्यून भी मुझे आपके लिए करना है और जो बोलना है वो भी मुझे आप बहुत सिंपल हिंदी में I want to explain it to you.
Wow, I have checked out a few songs of Global Hindi and I must say that, you know, my five-year-old daughter, she was also watching the videos and she's like, Mama, I like this. Mama, I like this. And I was surprised the way she connected, you know, she loves music, but the way she connected so immediately with, you know, your songs, whether it is, you know, Haath Chodo, ya fir, aur kai sare itne behtareen songs hain. If you check out the YouTube channel of Leslie Lewis, guys, you will enjoy. Because each and every song has, you know, a culmination of different, you know, different genres of music and, you know, different lands, you know, some Afro-Caribbean sounds are there, some Punjabi is there, and you're like, oh my God, Leslie Lewis and Punjabi lyrics, wow.
Yes, only on my YouTube channel.
Yes, absolutely. Global Hindi so, is their name.
Jana padega on all audio
streaming platforms. Absolutely. Haath Chodo is one of my favorites because I love jazz.
Haath ab chhod zara kya kahe sara jahan ki maine dil tumhe de diya sach bataun to ye I'm going on my way tumko milega aur koi meri tarah अब छोड़ जरा क्या कहे सारा जहां कि मैंने दिल तुम्हें दे दिया सच बताऊं तो ये I'm going on my way मैं तुमको मिलेगा और कोई मेरी तरह जो हंसाए तुम्हें रुलाए तुम्हें प्यार से मनाए भी भरोसा तुम दिल से करे बट मेरे व्हाट्स द लाइन सी स्पर्श गोज बैक टू अब छोड़ जरा क्या कहे सारा जहां कि मैंने दिल तुम्हें दे दिया सच बताऊं तो ये I'm going on my way तुमको मिलेगा और कोई मेरी तरह तुम 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 तुमको मिलेगा और कोई मेरी तरह तुम 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 तुम
Wow, I just loved it. And I must say, it's been such a dream come true to have you perform like this exclusively. Because so much nostalgia attached with all the songs that you have composed, produced. I feel let's give a teaser to our young listeners who may have missed something as beautiful as your Asha Bhosle's Janam Samjha Karo.
शब्द में भीगी चांदनी तीसरा कोई दूर तक नहीं इसके आगे हम और क्या कहे जन्म समझा करो शब्द में भीग चांदनी तीसरा कोई दूर तक नहीं इसके के आगे हम और क्या कहे जन्म समझा करो इसके आगे हम और क्या कहे जन्म समझा
God, wow. Any memories you have with Asha Bhosle ji, if you can share?
Yeah, I mean, so many. In fact, when I did her first album, which was the first remix album, Rahul and I. And interesting baat thi ki, my dad has been one of the biggest choreographers in Bollywood.
Absolutely.
Sholay, Sarkam, Don, PL Raj.
Oh my God.
So he used to tell me ki tumko bajana hai guitar, to you should play in Bollywood. And I kept saying, mujhe Bollywood mein nahi bajana hai. But at some point he said, nahi tumko banna hai, to Bollywood mein bajana padega. So I said, agar main Bollywood mein bajaunga, to I will only play for R.D. Burman. Because I like his style.
You're a fan.
So
yeah.
He said, theek hai. So he called me to introduce me to R.D. Burman. And it was at a recording studio in Film Center. And the musicians had just left, you know, so I was already performing. I was already a musician professional. So some of the other musicians, "Arey Leslie, yeah, kya kar raha hai?" I said, "Nahi, I've come to meet Panchamda." Panchamda is R.D. Burman's pet name. So everybody's left. I've got my dad, R.D. Burman, Asha ji, and me, four of us.
Right.
And my dad, so I've gone there thinking my dad is going to tell R.D. Burman ki achha guitar bajata hai, aap inko le lo saath mein. And my dad turns around and says, "Isko guitar bajane ka shauk hai. B.com fail kiya hai." So it starts there. So immediately Asha ji in her very motherly way says, "Dekho beta, ye sab guitar utar theek hai, padhai pe dhyan do." And I think, "Padhai to maine bahut pehle chhod diya.
My God.
I'm already playing professionally." And my dad is telling them ki isko guitar bajane ka shauk hai, B.com fail hua. And then Asha ji gave me a long lecture about how I should study and focus on my studies. And ye guitar vidar achha hai, shauk achha hai. Years later, I'm at Selfridges and I was recording Colonial Cousins ka jo album ho, pehla album. And ek break liya tha, so I had gone to Selfridges and I met Asha ji there. And she said, "Arey, tum yahan mera album karna hai." And I just looked at her and said, "You know, you are the one who was telling me ki I should be studying." And then she told me that because Pancham Dad just passed away. And she said, R.D. Burman ko unke jo purane gaane hain, ek naye generation ke liye unko phir se karne the. And he wanted to do it with you. He wanted to do it with you. But he's not here anymore. Will you do it? I said, "Bro, this is the same lady who was telling me ki tumko study karna hai. You know, guitar bajana shauk achha hai, is not for everybody. And then here it's me she's asking to do that full album again. And R.D. Burman wanted to do it with me." So it was such a special moment. I mean, he could have run with anybody. So yeah, I mean, things like that have happened to me.
It was destined because it those days there was no WhatsApp or anything, right? That you just dial a person and talk to the person whom you want to, you know, work with. Yes. It was like you just met her. I mean, she spotted you at that point of time and all these things happened. Oh my God, yes. This was...
It's all magic.
Rightly said, sir, magic. And I feel that's what happened once again when you collaborated with Hariharan sir for Colonial Cousins. When we spoke with Hariharan ji last week, he also became all emotional and shared some fond memories of working with you.
I think so. Like you said, some things are destined, and us coming together was, I guess, destiny. And it has created something that still doesn't exist. There's no other band like Colonial Cousins. Because we, in Colonial Cousins, you're hearing the life of Hariharan and the life of Desi Rose. Our souls are in it. So somebody else cannot be our soul. And that's why nobody else sounds like it. Because in this music, mein bas hamari jo, क्या बोलते फोटोग्राफ है सोल का जो फोटोग्राफ है वही म्यूजिक में है सो यू आर हियरिंग हरिहरन फ्रॉम द डेप्थ्स ऑफ हिज सोल एंड लेजी लुइस फ्रॉम द डेप्थ्स ऑफ हिज सोल सो नोबडी एल्स कैन take that place. Just like we cannot be somebody else. And that's why it still sounds exclusive, because it's very genuine.
True, true. But tell me, sir, at that point of time when you guys created songs like Krishna or Sani Dhapa, you know, these songs were quite modern or cool for that generation then. I feel it was fusion music that people were hearing, Indian classical blended with you know, Western style and instruments. It must have been a challenge, or I can say a risk, for you guys, isn't it? Quite radical to experiment and cater something like this at that point of time.
I think we were not trying to cater for anybody else except for us. We were doing it for ourselves. हमें कुछ करना है. We have music. He has music. I have music. What can we put it together, and what can we create? We were not trying to create music for the audience. कि इन ये जनरेशन ऐसा है, इनको ऐसा अच्छा लगेगा नहीं लगेगा, वो वी आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड. यस, वी वुड लव द ऑडियंस टू लव इट, बट फंडामेंटली इट हैड टू, वी हैड टू लव इट.
Like, so I know what you mean, sir. Like, you know, the way music is created these days, if I'm not wrong, that कैसा म्यूजिक चाहिए मार्केट में, कैसा म्यूजिक चलेगा, तो ऐसा म्यूजिक आप बनाइए. सो दैट ट्रेंड यू गाइज डिड नॉट फॉलो दैट, you know, that formula.
We didn't get to that at all. In fact, when we did the album, they didn't release it. Yes, they didn't release it. And the questions was, acha, they heard Krishna and they said, acha, bhajan pop hai kya? She said, no, this is just an album. Listen. Then they heard, acha, Leslie Lewis, Hari Haran, acha, ghazal pop hai kya? Because Leslie Lewis is coming from the pop world and Hari Haran is coming from the ghazal. So people just wanted to box it. And we said, no, it's not ghazal pop, or it's not bhajan pop. It's just new music. So for 2 years, from 94 to 96, they didn't release it.
Oh my God. I don't
understand what this is. And in 96, wo release karne ke liye release hua. And it's become history.
Oh my God, this is some trivia. Oh my God.
And we gave the party, release party on my terrace in Bandra.
Oh my God. We invited
the record label came to my house on my terrace. We had a party. It was Hari's birthday. We decided, chalo, release kare party. Because they had no budget for release party. So said, theek hai, hum dete party. That's Colonial Cousins release for you. I'll be singing you Krishna like you never ever heard it before. The only person who heard it like this was Hari Haran. Because when I composed this song, there was only a guitar. Record kar di ke pehle.
Oh my Just God.
Raw, unplugged. Come back as Jesus. Come back and save the world. Bless all the future of every boy. Come back as Rama. Forgive us for what we've done. Come back as Allah. Come back as anyone. Krishna, Mumbai, Baru, Krishna, Mumbai, Baru. Darkness coming round, and everybody fighting with their brother, and everybody wants control. Don't hesitate to kill one another. So come down and help us save all the little ones. They need a teacher. You are.
No, for me, whenever I have heard
if Krishna is the imagine of India, then I am blessed.
Absolutely. Like, you know, I am a very Bollywood soul. So the first song that I've heard is Krishna, and then I must have heard Imagine. But then I was like, oh my God, you know, this is This is, you know, it's evoking the same, you know, feelings and emotions. And wow, amazing, beautiful. And the fantastic, you know, Sanidhapa, the video was also so cool then. Oh my God.
Like I said, you know, there's a shot in the video where you see I've stuck a picture saying, hit me, like a piece of paper. That idea was Atul Chudamani's idea. He said, look, this is what kids do, so why don't we do something like this? Because you guys were kids together as friends, and now you've become... So if you watch the video, I mean, there's a little poster saying, hit me, and I stick it on his back.
Towards the end, yes.
Towards the end. You know, I win the grannies. If you notice, I'm with Whitney Houston on a holiday. And yeah, I just won the Grammy. If you listen, look, it's not Grammys, but it's grannies.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's how crazy that video was. And a lot of people thought it was Grammys, but it's grannies.
And what do we say about Pal and Yaro? Listeners, we all have enjoyed these songs during our college days, but they are as relevant and fresh as they were, and we all love KK for this, yeah. But undoubtedly, the credit for creating these songs goes to Leslie Lewis.
Nothing. There was this young singer Harian called me up and said, "Well, acha gaata hai ladka. Should I send him to you?" And he sent him to me, and then he was met him. He was a really sweet guy, great singer. And for a long time, he kept insisting that I should do his album. And I was really busy at that time with Asha Ji and whatever. I said, timing nahi hai this. He was just a young singer, nobody, you know, not known. So he waited, and I did a lot of jingles. And then when Sony Music started, I took his jingles to Sony Music. And I said, listen to this singer. He's really fab. Why don't you do an album with him? Wow. And that's how the Pal album happened. And, you know, it's become legendary. And it's become the anthem of... Today, every college you go, Yaro Dosti is, and Pal are songs that everybody knows. When Sony Music started, I took his jingles to Sony Music and I said, listen to this singer, he's really fab, why don't you do an album with him? Wow. And that's how the Pal album happened, and, you know, it's become legendary, and it's become the anthem of today. Every college you go, Yaro Dosti is, and Pal are songs that everybody knows.
Bilkul, sir. And, you know, we clearly remember when we had KK on this podcast, and he had narrated how he met, you know, you and Hariharan sir, and you guys were so busy with ad jingles also those times. And, you know, he had requested, and he had also narrated, you know, these memories with us. So for sure, if we could request you to strum your, you know, guitar and a few lines of either Yaro or Pal.
Okay.
Wow.
Yaro Dosti badi hi haseen hai, na ho to kya phir bolo ye zindagi hai, koi to dilbar ho ya begaraz tera ho ya, koi to ho razdar. Yaro mahabbat hi to bandhegi hai, ye na ho to kya phir bolo ye zindagi hai, koi to ho razdar begar tera ho ya, koi to ho razdar. Teri har ek burai pe daante wo dost, gham ki ho dhoot saaya bane tera wo dost naache bhi wo teri khushi mein are yaaro dosti badi haseen hai ye na ho to kya phir bolo ye zindagi hai koi to dilbar ho ya begaraz tera ho ya koi to ho razda yaaron dosti badi haseen hai ye na ho to kya phir bolo ye zindagi hai
wow thank you so much Leslie sir for you know creating we are so grateful for you you know you have created the iconic songs of Pal and Yaro like you know people are crazy still crazy for this song but I am sure very few people know that you created these tracks
and there is a live concert happening of Global Hindi live concert not online it's happening on the 19th of March in Mumbai
oh wow, awesome yeah. That's going to be great
there's a club called Rule 34 it's in Kandivali and it's a new club and I'm going to be performing live with my band
oh my god
it's the first ever global hindi concert aur wo concert mein mere 90s ke jo hits the krishna sanidapa yaro dosti pal pari hu main wo sab gaane rahenge and along with that I'm performing all these haath tak chhodo and all the new songs you can book your tickets rule 34 is the venue and it's on the 19th of March
full
live band it's going to be a full on concert indoors but it's the first ever global hindi concert
wow with all safety guidelines and all
yes all that is going to be there but the songs that are going to be there all from the 90s oh, you know o mere sona re janam samjha karo all those songs bheegi bheegi raaton mein all those songs you know plus all the global hindi new stuff So I think it's going to be a mad gig. I'm absolutely excited. I'm looking forward and for after a long time I'm going to be performing in front of people. Yeah, there'll be a 50-foot distance, but it's going to be amazing. And I think everybody's excited. The band is excited. The venue is excited. I'm excited and they can come. Trust me, it's going to be a fab gig because this kind of gig has never happened ever. कि ऑल द 90s की सानी दापा कृष्णा यारो दोस्ती पल परी हूं मैं काय झाला भीगी भीगी रातों में ओ मेरे सोना दिस इज ओनली द फर्स्ट हाफ इन हाफ इट्स अ ग्रेट सेट लिस्ट सो यू नो हूएवर कम्स आई नो आई एम गोना हैव अ ब्लास्ट एंड द बैंड इज गोना हैव अ ब्लास्ट एंड एवरीबॉडी इन दैट ऑडियंस इज गोना हैव अ सुपर टाइम
Great. So, sir, since you are on our podcast, I would like to take this opportunity to ask you to share some tips for, you know, newcomers, upcoming talent. I'm sure they will benefit from someone as brilliant and versatile and successful as you.
There are no tips, actually. There are no shortcuts. So, one, you need to be passionate because aajkal wait karna bahut padta hai. Waiting for that moment to happen, waiting for the break. So if you're not passionate, you're going to go to plan B and you're going to start giving up your plan. And, you know, you have to listen to music with your soul, you know, not with your eyes and numbers and itne likes. And that's not how music happens. Your ears have to tell you that. Your soul has to tell you ki, haan, ye music, mujhe achha lagta hai. And that's how genuine music is measured And I know marketing wise, it's great to have numbers and that's fantastic too. No, nothing wrong with that, but that's not how music is actually measured. So if you let your heart do the talking, I think, you know, you'll be on the right track.
Thank you, Leslie sir, for sharing this. Also, if you think there has been some creative discipline of yours that helped you become the artist you are?
I don't know, because I have been chosen, I think, for some reason, because I started indie pop.
Right.
Then I started Bollywood remixes. Then I started Colonial Cousins. Now I'm starting Global Hindi. Something must be right. And I'm blessed. And just the love that everybody share, you know, I meet people on the streets, or selfies, or, it feels amazing. Ki do gana kahan bhi gaya, people have heard it and they love you for your music. And like I said, my music is a reflection of me. So they really love me.
Absolutely. And thank you once again, sir. And I would like to urge all our listeners to go give your love to Global Hindi on Leslie Lewis' YouTube channel. Just the way you guys have enjoyed his songs of the 90s, the new Leslie Lewis is back with Global Hindi. Like I said, you always enjoy experimenting with your music. We enjoyed listening to you today, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Eva, for having me, and rock and roll. So it's so lovely to be on the 9XM Music Podcast. It's special, I know, because Eva has pretty much nailed a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of interviews, but I really love this because it's been soulful, it's been genuine, and I think it's original. That's why I had such a big blast on this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, sir.
So guys, check out Global Hindi on my YouTube channel. It's available on YouTube, simple as that. Go and listen to all the new songs that are coming your way and that are going to be coming your way. You're going to get so much music that's going to come, and I'm hoping ki you know, I will be able to present more music and more music ki aapne Hindi mein aise gaane sune nahi. That's what I want to do. And for that, I also want to be the complete artist. Ki main gana compose karu, main gana likhu, main gana gaau, usko arrange karu, usko program karu, usko mix karu, usko everything. So I love doing that. That's my passion. And that's why I'm so excited. Ki ab, like in another 10, 15 days, there'll be a new song coming out. Mera ye dil ka.
Kya baat hai, kya baat hai.
And it's a beautiful song. You're going to love it.
बहुत
पुराना स्टाइल बॉलीवुड ओल्ड स्टाइल जो है वो भी रहेगा लेकिन इट्स अ न्यू सॉन्ग इट्स नॉट अ पुराना सॉन्ग सो आप सुनोगे तो यू विल फील कि ये जनरेशन को हम वो स्टाइल कैसे बॉलीवुड का जो पुराना स्टाइल है वो कैसे प्रेजेंट करें एक नए गाने में इट्स नॉट अ रीमिक्स इट इज नॉट नथिंग इट इज जस्ट द साउंड एंड द एसेंस ऑफ दैट ईरा क्योंकि आप अभी के जनरेशन देखते हो तो हैट पहनते हैं जैकेट्स पहनते हैं लाइक 60s में एक स्टाइल होता था सिगार है ये है तो वो स्टाइल कपड़ों में वो यूज करते हैं वही ऐसे म्यूजिक में हम वही स्टाइल यूज करके नया गाना बनाए
वाह
तो मेरा एक दिल कहा इज गोइंग टू बी कमिंग इट्स आई कैन मे बी से इट इज गोइंग टू बी वन ऑफ माई फेवरेट सॉन्ग्स
Wow, Leslie
so simple,
sir, wow.
So beautiful. And it's not like I don't love my other songs, but agar aap puchoge ki already September se itne jo gaane aaye, this is definitely going to be one of my favorite songs because it's so soulful and so simple and simply beautiful, I think. Aapne suna nahi hai, wo aayega. You'll have to go on my YouTube channel to hear it. If you like and subscribe, you're going to be notified every so often that a new song comes up and I guarantee you, you're going to have some favorites that you're going to listen to again and again and again in some time.
Wow. I'm
so rock
sure.
And roll. See you there.
It was the passion and hard work of Leslie Lewis that led him to follow his dreams, churn out timeless songs, even remixes that were done so beautifully and respectfully, experiment with different genres, and ultimately doing it for the contentment of his inner artist soul. As he says, listen to music with your soul. Genuine music is not measured through number of hits and number of views. Let your heart do the talking. Listener, what has been my biggest personal takeaway from today's conversation with Leslie Lewis is the realization that someone who has created such beautiful songs, has seen it all, still has the undying spirit or that fire to create more songs. Times have changed, the workings of the music industry has changed a lot, but I seriously hope and pray that we, the music lover community, the music industry, looks back, realizes, values, and gives these incredible musicians their deserving recognition and credit. And when you subscribe and follow a podcast like Nanaksam Soundcast, I feel it sure is a step towards at least knowing, understanding, or unraveling the hidden gems of our music industry. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at evabhattpodcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilog Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilog Media.